That was Fear by Sade, sampled in the song Crushed Glass by Freddie Gibbs. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Chopped and Screwed. I think I'm going to post the playlist that I made with, there are some extra songs on there that I didn't get the opportunity to talk about, but I'll post it in the show description. So hopefully, if you're interested, you can go check it out. Anyways, I'm your host, Alex Haddon, and I will see you in 2 weeks from now, Tuesday, 3 to 4 p.m., Chopped and Screwed. Talk to you then.
GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
Hey, what? I was rolling off a motherfucking pack. Ship a pack, then I'm bringing it back. Niggas talking, I had to get me a rack. Clip a rack, then I'm bringing it back. I was rolling off a motherfucking pack. Ship a pack, then I'm bringing it back. Niggas talking, I had to get me a rack. Clip a rack, then I'm bringing it back. I was chilling with the Mexicans. Off in the trap, they treat me like a veteran. Damn, smoking gas and shit is elegant. Off in the picket patches like a pelican. Damn, no, we stop them like an elephant. Bitch on my dish, you want me cause I'm melanin. Damn, hit up Cody and I'm sending her. Up to his spot, exactly what I'm telling them. Cause I don't give a fuck what you selling them. It could be rock or the motherfucking fentanyl. Up on your block with a glob of the shells and a nigga for giving me motherfucking hell in them. Well, a nigga, we can get technical. Eight of my niggas like motherfucking tentacles. And I don't give a fuck what other niggas say. These bitches on my dick look identical.
Trapping in the snow with my motherfucking Tims on my feet. If you fucking with my family, then the Mac 10 on repeat. I got like 10 on my feet. I put like way more than 10 on the street. I put like 25 racks in the gas, so you know I just been on the weed. Me and my dogs be smoking on gas, slide like the Vaseline. Haters be mad at me, haters be mad at me, cause I be getting creeped. Empty the magazine, Brody trap enemy. Me and my dogs be cooking shit up in the stew in the kitchen, yeah, we get the recipe. Yeah, you ain't popping, boy, you ain't ahead of me. Tripping off fantasy, think about enemies.
Looking for love, girl. Shit, they want.
Soon to part ways, but I just have to say that God has not promised the sun without the rain, peace and joy without sorrow and pain. But don't be afraid, you'll be okay. Don't forget the pain will only be temporary. Godspeed and farewell, my friend. Our school in the distance, so quiet when you're not singing with me. I hope you'll find peace. I hope you'll grow up to be everything that you want to be. But God has not promised the sun without the rain. It won't be an easy journey. Peace and joy without sorrow and pain. Don't be afraid, you will be okay. Godspeed and farewell, my friend. Keep a place for me, oh. Keep a place for me. Keep a place for me in your heart to welcome me with love again one day. If we ever cross paths again on this journey, place where demons play. There were so many things that I needed to say but never got to. But Godspeed, thank you for everything. Wondering when you'll be at peace as streetlights pass by me. I pray for you every night. I hope you're doing well. Take care of yourself.
Wow. What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, unshared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The show to which you are listening is Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. The host is me, Dork. The listener is you. You, what's up? Thanks for tuning in to 101.9 FM. There is, like, I don't know, the definition of the word cool today is, like, kind of nebulous, I guess. It's February 28th, the last day of February, as I'm sure everyone knows. February is Black History and Futures Month. And I want to talk specifically about this one episode of the podcast 1619, which came out in 2019. It was, like, a acknowledgement of 400 years post-slavery. 1619 is the year that the first slaves, wait, no, not post-slavery, what, like, anniversary of slavery, like, coming to the Americas, I guess. Sorry, I have an illness, so my brain is, like, only half capacity. But yeah, I think it's like a 6 or 7 episode podcast that out of the New York Times, and episode 3 is called The Birth of American Music, and it features Wesley Morris, who's a critic at large, I think, for the New York Times. And then the podcast in general is hosted by Nicole Hannah Jones, who also works for the New York Times, which makes sense. It follows that, seeing as the podcast was probably the New York Times. Anyway, I remember listening to this episode when it came out, and it was so informative. Like, I think basically the episode is, like, kind of walks you through the ways in which, like, American popular art has kind of appropriated and, like, tried to recreate Blackness for an American audience. And it's really, really interesting. I don't want to, like, recap the episode. That's not really it's not my mission today, excuse me. But I do want to talk about the things that, like, stood out to me. Not stood out to me so much as, like, the things that I've, like, consistently been thinking about. So I listened to it when it first came out, and I re-listened to it in preparation for this episode. And yeah, I'm just going to be talking about it kind of for the whole ep, and also playing music, which is kind of the whole thing. Speaking of music, we opened with a song. And the song that you heard was Godspeed by Danny Your Darling, who's a local artist. And they are involved in an initiative called Black Void UBC. I'll talk about more at the end of the episode and how you can find out more info. But yeah, Danny Your Darling, if you want to look him up, that's their name. Anyway, going back to this episode of 1619, basically, this is the part that stood out to me when I first listened to it, like a few years ago. God, 4 years ago now. Jeez Louise. Which is basically, like, the thesis of the episode. It's, like, very, really takes you through the history and, like, the relationships between, like, performers in America and, like, Black audiences and white audiences. It's really, really interesting. I really, really recommend that everyone listen to it, and I'll put a link in the episode description. But essentially, the thesis of the episode is that, like, what you're hearing in Black music and Black innovated and Black made music is the ultimate expression of a belief in freedom, and that, like, the struggle is worth it. And I think about that a lot, and I've, like, thought about it a lot since, listening to it, because I think that it's a really, I don't know, I feel like a lot of the time when people try to talk about or think about, almost, like, what's being, like, appropriation is, like, such a huge conversation and, like, such a huge topic in general, I think, especially in music right now, and, like, has been. But, I just remember, like, hearing that and being, like, that is, like, exactly what I think is, like, so, to me, like, inappropriate, I guess. Like, appropriation's obviously, like, inappropriate end of sentence, but something, so like, I guess like in parallel with this kind of idea of like the black sound being the sound as an expression of freedom, is there's this TikTok that I've seen a few times before of this woman, like whatever, she's doing her makeup and she's talking about how like the phenomenon of people, and like specifically white people or like privileged people, like almost like appropriating oppression and like finding language, like, yeah, like the one thing that like privilege, specifically like white, wealthy, whatever privilege, does not give you access to is oppression. And so like there's, I think, and like I agree, I'm agreeing with this video, this TikTok, this take, which is that there's like a trend in whatever, there's a trend in like white America, white communities in general, of like associating cachet with oppression, and like making gains, whether that's like monetary, social, emotional, whatever, I don't know, it's none of my business, but like creating value and like I just want to use monetizing, because I think it's like whatever, monetizing in all the different ways things can be monetized, yeah, monetizing like an oppressed experience so that like they are like permitted, I guess, like taking like that takes away the power and like the like almost also like discomfort with the acknowledgement of like the experience of oppression by being like, oh well, I'm oppressed too, or like I have access to that as well. So I'm sorry, this episode like might be a little incoherent just because I am a little sick, so my brain is like kind of like blah, but yeah, like over the history of like American music and American popular media and art, like obviously this has like manifested and like turned up in all these different ways, but that like going back to like Wesley Morris's thesis of like the black sound and black music being an expression and a belief that like freedom is possible, like I think that like that project, I guess, like continues in so many different ways and so many different forms, and so like I don't know, the yeah, just the action of appropriation as like, I think like it really helped me to reframe like appropriate, like, and like put language, I guess, to what I view kind of appropriation as, which is like yeah, like a almost like colonization of oppression, and that's what's so like gross to me. And like obviously there are so many different like forms of appropriation, but I'm just gonna like, this is all just kind of talking about mainly music and art, and like the theft of that. But yeah, these are kind of the thoughts that I've been having, and that we're gonna be talking about today. Again, sorry if it's a little incoherent, but yeah, I guess just like before we play the next song, for anyone who tuned in, what's up? This whole episode is kind of like around the episode 3 of a podcast called 1619, and everyone should listen to it. Anyway, this next song is Heaven Surrounds Us Like a Hood, which is Eve's Tumor's newest single, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
If you guys okay, you could just restart.
Slowly fall apart. for it, goddess.
Thank you.
it goes around and around. Like a dolphin's tail, the danger I
What is up, dearest listener? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hencomenum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. The song which you just heard is Shoot Me Down by Young Fathers off of the album Heavy Heavy. Just before that was WYA? By Alto Paulo off of their album Frenemy, and then opened that set with Eve's Tumor, Heaven Surrounds Us Like a Hood, the newest single of their upcoming album. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, and I have a little itty-bitty of a cold, so sorry if my brain is like a little, the connections are a little, they're fuzzy, let's say. There is no real like definition of the word cool today. Basically, what I'm talking about is like reflecting on an episode of a podcast out of the New York Times, 1619, episode 3, The Birth of American Music, which basically it's hosted by Nicole Hannah-Jones, and the guest Wesley Morris basically goes through the history of like American popular art and media, and like the ways that blackness like innovated and contributed to like the generation of all these different forms of art. So I'm just kind of talking about like the things that have stuck with me. I listened to this episode like when it first came out in 2019, and I listened to it again prepping for this episode. But yeah, I've just been kind of like, yeah, I'll just be talking about like points that have stuck with me. Again, I really, 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 really recommend that everybody listen to this episode. So, the next kind of point that I want to pull out of this episode is, something that the like guest I guess said, which is like the way that like black innovation happened in music, or like yeah, like a huge way that like that manifested was black musicians thinking about how, like actively thinking about how to move this idea of what American culture could be forward, using instruments available to them to create a sound that was not just a recreation of popular European music. And like this kind of happening in like the early 1900s, like 1900s to 1930s. And this was around the time when like the recording industry was like just starting, and black artists were getting access to studios. And another line that Wesley Morris says that like really stood out to me was like what was happening was this was like the first time there was an expression of a fully human black self in popular American art. So I don't really want to talk about it too much just because I don't really feel that like I guess educated on it. Like I don't feel like I know that much about it, but like minstrelsy as like the dominant form of popular American art, like obviously being this really, really warped, distorted, like uninformed idea and like depiction of blackness. Again, like something that like Wesley Morris emphasizes a lot is like how complete, like the chokehold that minstrelsy had on American popular culture. And I just thought it was really interesting, I guess, like the pairing of like black musicians like reimagining how instruments can like create sound and like create structure, and like that being in like conversation with like expressions of like fully Black experiences and like emancipated, like I can't think of the word, but like my brain wants to say independent, but I know that's not what I mean, but basically like self-realized expressions of Blackness. And I thought that was, I don't know, I just thought that was a really interesting connection. But so we're going to move on because we're running out of time. Welcome to Teachable Moments. Are you new here? So this next song that I'm going to play is This Dyke by Comortal, their newest single. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
When we reach the highway,
this dyke wanna go all night, boom, boom. This dyke wanna be alone with you. This dyke wanna go all night, boom, boom. Tell me, baby, what you wanna do.
Tripping like paint, let's make a work of art. Drawing circles on you till you come apart.
This water is holy.
You're questioning God, flowing like the ocean, breaking all their laws.
This dyke wanna go all night, boom, boom. This dyke wanna be alone with you. This dyke wanna go all night, boom, boom. Tell me, baby, what you wanna do.
Your body's speaking to me. To release you, I just wanna please you.
Oh, happy to be here. Feel like Vlad or the shit, but I'm still sad in the beach chair. Feel like Dracula mixed with some immaculate wigs. So ill-matic, this lyrics, they think fast for a gimmick. Weak asses admit I paint the story. Shades of glory like the fucking legends that came before me. Brave and ghostly, I'm immortal in these lyrics of pen. The ink dipped in molten, dip quick in the ocean. One light can make you find Atlantis or another planet. So grab another blanket, miss a satanic panic. Just a product of my environment. My life assignment says now Simon is my psychiatrist.
You hear with Crimes and Treasons Radio, Jazz Cartier, y'all know who it is, Golden Child, baby, let's get it.
Hey. What up, this is Machine Gun Kelly, and right now I am tuned in to Crimes and Treasons, goddammit.
Hey, what is up, Isaiah Rashad?
Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze.
Yo, 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 what's good, it's Bodega Bams, a.k.a. Poppy, a.k.a. Young Don Francisco.
Hey, yo, it's Baby No Money.
What's good, y'all, it's your boy Terrell Safady.
Hey, what's up, it's Tion Kid.
What up, this is Stango.
And this is your boy Waldo.
And you're listening to Crimes and Treasons Radio.
Yeah, bitch.
What's up, this is Peanut Butter Wolf. You're listening to Crimes and Treason Radio.
Hello, this is Blowfly.
Hey, this is Halo.
Hey, what's up, it's St. John. And you're not listening to Crimes and Treasons. It's lit.
Hey, y'all know who it is, man. It's your boy Sahara the Prince.
Yo, what up, though? This is Ill Tone from Blacktivity.
Yo, peace, family. It's your Guala Dizzy Rice.
Yo, this is Remy Wolf.
Hey!
Yo, what's poppin', man? It's I Am Super.
It's Jay Worthy, a.k.a. P Worthy.
Hey, yo, you already know what time it is. It's your boy, ASAP Yams, a.k.a. Yamborghini, a.k.a. Lil Newport, a.k.a. motherfucking... I got too many motherfucking aliases, but you already know what time it is. Crime and treason in this motherfucker. Shout out to these motherfuckers. They putting it down with that real trill shit.
Yo, it's Camp Blow Out.
Crimes and treasons. That's what we believe in while we blowing the treason.
Crooks out.
Tune in to Vancouver's Rap Radio Show every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Organize UBC wants to unionize student workers. Are you a research assistant, an academic assistant, or a work learn? For far too long, student workers have endured low wages, no job protection, and poor working conditions. Organize UBC is fighting back, and all they ask is for student workers to sign a card on their website so the union becomes certified. To sign a card and to find out more information, go to organizeubc.cupe.ca.
Make a butt get whining. If you wanna chuck me as a climbing, the body stay hot in the climbing. Put down the beat and rewind it. Whoop whining. And when I ring down before, that the boy can't left me alone. Chat to me back, but y'all try it.
BB, you can't see me with the action. I'm on them back, right? Then my distraction. Sim Sim, I get all right. And my bum wide. Then bad man slide on the rhythm.
Life shall not get us to your core. Come on. On the phone, on the way up, on the way up, on the way up. She a reaper, no, fuck up the place. Bad girl, girl, don't know, crack up the place.
Make a bad girl whine. If you wanna chuck me at the climbing, the body stay hot in the climbing. Down the beat and rewind it, whoop whine. Then when I ring down the phone, then the boy can't let me alone. Chop to me back, chop to me back. Bad girl, try it, don't get
me.
the girl who skin up on a Friday. For the girl take body on a Tuesday. For the goon them a move gun. Bambi and herb them on the rock.
Me need a woman who know if you wind up. Me need a woman who know if you know if you. Why them a pray me like TV a final. Who a rude boy have a money if you fly up.
What is up, dear listener? Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The show is Seed for Moments. The host is me, Dorg. The listener is you. And we are broadcasting live. Nope, we're broadcasting pre-recorded from the unceded ancestral traditional and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colloquially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I have a cold today, so my brain is fuzzy, but we're talking about Blackness and music, specifically Blackness and American popular art. So before we get into that, the song which you just heard is Twitch by Bambi, out of Toronto. Just before that was Lizza, L-Y-Z-Z-A, with the song Heathen's Call featuring Backwash off of the album Mosquito, and then open that set with This Dyke by Kim Mortal. Basically, I'm just kind of like sharing my reflections and thoughts on episode 3 of the podcast 1619, the birth of American music, because it is February 28th, the last day of Black History and Futures Month, and why wouldn't we talk about it? So the next thing, I know that I said in the last break, I didn't really want to talk about it, I don't know much about the history of, I know basically nothing. All I know is from this episode of this podcast, of the history of minstrelsy in America as like a performance, but like something that Wesley Morris mentioned, who was the guest on this episode and is speaking for the majority of it, is how minstrelsy is the foundation of American cinema. So that's, I just wanted to kind of touch on that, I guess, on like the total my brain, like, I feel like my vocab is, like, at half, like, how totally, unanimous, I guess, like, replications, however informed, and, like, interest in, like, the Black American experience, like, was in all forms of media, and, like, all parts of popular culture, and I think that that's something that, like, isn't really like touched on that much, like the presence, or maybe not touched on that much, like I'm really not in the discourse on this, but when I think of like film and cinema, I like do think of it as like a pretty like white medium, just in terms of like its origins. Like I feel like what's seen as like early cinema and stuff is European, and I think that like the point that I think Wesley Morris like very accurately and what makes well is like how American, specifically American culture, is like the fascination of American culture with blackness. This specific form of like a represented blackness, which is just a distorted white idea of it. The presence of that in like major American cultural milestones, which is not a passive thing. I mentioned this in the last break as well, but the complete fascination and interest in that, in consuming that content, I think is like a really, valuable thing to keep in mind. So we're going to move on because we got music to play on the show. Hello. So this next song is Live with the song Lake Psilocybin off of her newest album, Girl in the Half Pearl. If you haven't listened to this album, wake up, Pearl. It's great. So that's what you're listening to right now. And you're listening to SANTR 1.9 FM, Vancouver.
Are you in? CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaquil.com. GUAYAKI.com to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
All right. Get ready. Here we go again.
This music, reggae music, is tell the whole world, you know, telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Ja bless and Ja guide and Ja out. Bless out.
Your mind on the rhythm and a wine in a ace. Glad I'm up here in a rubber dump place. Dance out.
What's up, dear listener? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The song that you just heard is Got 'Em, the Sango remix featuring Sango by Rochelle Jordan. Just before that was Lotus, LUTU5, with the song Come Closer off of Block U Broken Heart EP. The Broken Heart is like a less than dash 3. And then opened that set with Lake Psilocybin off of Girl and the Half Pearl by Liv. Thanks for listening to CTR 1.9 FM, specifically Teachable Moments, with the show that you are listening to right now. There is no definition of the word cool today, because I don't really want to talk about cool that much. Because I'm talking about someone else. Whatever. It's fine. I'm basically kind of giving my thoughts, reactions, whatever, on episode 3, The Birth of American Music, of the podcast 1619, which came out in 2019, featuring Wesley Morris and hosted by Nicole Hannah-Jones, and just kind of like sharing things that I kind of like pulled from it, I guess, that I found really interesting. So we've talked a bit about like appropriation and like the black sound being an expression of a belief in freedom. And then also like how black musicians were like pushing culture forward with an expression of like really full blackness. And then also briefly on minstrelsy and its connection to cinema. This is like a really like, again, like these are just kind of my thoughts and reactions and like things that stuck with me from listening to this episode. I really, really recommend everyone has to listen to it. Something that I wanted to touch on was Motown, which again, like this really is like, I'm not a musicologist. I don't know that much about it. I really just like, I'm sharing my reactions to this podcast, but Wesley Morris called it the single most impactful moment in like black cultural content generation, basically. I don't know. That was a paraphrase. I didn't write that down. But what I did write down was how Motown Records was like an expression of black glamour, black confidence and self-reliance. And like part of why Wesley Morris said it was like so popular / successful is it was black artists taking like Western orchestration and like structure and like kind of incorporating the black weekend, which is like you go out and like there's like guitars and drum and bass, and like he says it's like basically sex, basically, and then like the next day you like go to church, so all of these elements coming together of like kind of like driving drums, like Western or like white kind of like instruments and structure, and then also like gospel influence and all kind of coming together to create this sound, which was described as tasteful blackness being at the center of it. And I think that like when I think of like the 50s and 60s, I do like, I usually think of like the beginnings of like suburbanization and like the I think a lot about gender, I guess, maybe, and like the skirts and the roles, I guess. And I think it is interesting, and like I feel like it really does like, not interesting isn't the word, but like I feel like it is so I don't know, familiar to this day and age, of like, yeah, like white flight as a response to like, obviously like people of color kind of coming into urban spaces. But I think it's like not irrelevant that like it also was happening at the same time, as like this like cultural movement of